Exiles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That phone number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Alan Gold, creative director of Haig & Company Salon that has a new location right here on City Ave. I guess you actually are now 555.
Yes, we are.
Presidential.
Yes.
Alan, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What preempted you moving location? Because it's really, as the crow flies, it's not very far.
That's correct. So for us, it created a new opportunity for a brand new space. And the existing space we were in, we had maxed out of it. So as a new broom sweeps clean, we are very happy to be here.
How long has Haig & Company been in existence?
Well, the salon we were in, I originally designed and built in 1989. And 3 years later, Haig came into being, and there were different partners that came and went. Haig and a creative team of people and myself stayed, and we've been doing this ever since.
What is your favorite? Cutting hair, coloring hair, being part of fashion? What?
I think one leads to the other. It's not an and or. It's all contiguous. For me, to have a blank slate and create the best of both for a client, cutting and coloring and beauty, is what makes it so exciting. Not being only in a salon, working in other mediums, editorial work for magazines, runway, and bringing that to the salon keeps it fresh.
You spend a lot of time in New York.
I'm there weekly.
Right. How do you divide your time and doing what? Tell people or share with people how you do that.
Well, a few days in New York and many days here at the salon here at Haig & Company. So everything is scheduled in advance. When you do commercial work, it's scheduled out very far out because there are big budget projects, mm-hmm. an ad campaign, traveling to another country in a studio location, and salon clients are scheduled. They have my times. So,
You recently were in Paris, correct?
I was.
Which, when I think fashion, Paris and Italy are my two. Do you enjoy going out of the country to see what other people are doing too?
Working in Paris is always energizing because the creative team of people we were working with was an international brand. And when you realize that there are very few borders that separate us, and with the internet and all these opportunities, everybody works together. So ideas are shared and you get a lot accomplished.
Who's the most famous client you ever did their color or cut their hair?
Most famous depends who you're talking to. If you're talking to somebody who's 20, who's famous to them? So fortunately, I've done a lot of celebrities.
Right.
And they have run the range of Joan Collins or Farrah Fawcett or Julia Roberts.
Right.
So there's a couple.
I mean, those are big names is what my point is.
They are, and, you know, there are some that aren't even here anymore. But it's great because each one has their level of excitement for their market. So they're all famous.
Do you ever have an idea in your head for somebody that they don't bring to you, and your job is to try to say, this would really work well for you?
I think it's important to have a vision, and people come to me for what I feel would be best to bring out their best features or give them what they're looking for. The key thing for a good stylist, colorist, hairdresser, whatever you want to call, is to be a good listener. Somebody comes to you for a need. You have to listen really to what that need is. And not everybody is for everybody. So sometimes it's not a match. But for the most part, we've been pretty successful in matching. And I feel fortunate to be able to have that communication skill.
Because it is a new space that you're in for Haig & Company, how many stylists do you have in your new space?
We have 23 stylists in the space, and there are colorists, cutters, beauty services for waxing, manicure, pedicure. So it's a full service salon, and enough variety of forte that each and every individual has a look. So it's individualized. Not everybody does the same thing the same way.
When you're looking for people, because I always think we try to, maybe I'm wrong, we attract what we like.
Mm-hmm.
But in your business, you have to be open to not everybody wants the same thing. So how do you find the right people to fit many needs?
When you look for great employees and a good team of people, you want people who want to work as a team,
mm-hmm.
and who are responsible individuals and who have a care and a respect for what it is they do. When you have that, then the product they produce, whether it's my taste, your taste, that's not really what it's about. It's about really caring and having integrity to what you do. Some people in the industry, it's just a factory, and that's not what we do.
Take me back to, like, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Philadelphia's Main Line.
Okay.
I went to Laura Merriam High School. I spent some time at U of P.
And then didn't you also go to the
law school?
I
was in law school,
right.
Yes, at UCLA in California. As a 15-year-old, I was able to go to the Philadelphia College of Art.
Right, exactly.
Yes. How do you know that?
The internet is fascinating, Alan. Everything is on there.
Yes, I did. Everybody was a college student and I was a kid.
I'm curious, though, what the law, because I actually went to UCLA, not law school, just UCLA. But did you, at the time when you go there for law, did you think you were going to be a lawyer?
I did. I really was interested in doing something in international relations, being able to speak another language. My hope at the time was to possibly work for a multinational corporation and utilize some of the language and my interest in commerce, law, and other countries to expand that. Family responsibilities brought me back east to Philadelphia, and doing what I do now was something I was able to do with an immediate pecuniary return.
Wow. That is a serious jump from one to the other.
But responsibility is a alarm, so, you know.
No regrets?
None. I am in a profession that still gives a lot to me. And I feel grateful to be able to be energized by it and continue to learn from it and still teach in it, too.
Sit tight. We're going to take a commercial break, but I want to ask you also about some of your writing, because you have a blog and there's some interesting things that you share. We are talking to Alan Gold, creative director of Haig & Company. What is the ad? Oh, 555.
555, City Avenue.
New space.
Yes.
555, right here on City Ave. You are listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB.
Music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Independence Seaport Museum is all about water. Discover the history of the U.S. Navy as you climb aboard pirate ship Diligence and National Historic Landmark ships Cruiser Olympia and submarine Bakuna. Enjoy the Delaware River with small boat rentals. Experience live demonstrations in our boat building workshop and citizen science lab. Independence Seaport Museum is the premier family-friendly destination on the historic Penn's Landing waterfront. Visit phillyseaport.org or call 215-413-8655.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004. Or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063 for WIMS for Rent.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063, 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Line. I'm chatting with Alan Gold, creative director of Haig and Company Salon, which has a new location, the 555 building on City Ave and Presidential Boulevard. Alan, how booked are you in terms of clients? Because as somebody who knows what you want, knows who you want, how far in advance do your people have to make an appointment?
2 to 3 months.
It's, and then you're wire to wire. When you leave here, you have people sitting in chairs who are counting on you being back there soon.
Yes, I start at 7 a.m. and finish at about 4, and they're ready and waiting.
Never gets old?
No.
Really?
Every experience is a new experience. The client brings it, I bring it, and you always have to look with fresh eyes. The thing to keep you alive in my business is not to redo what you've always done. Even if it's a client, you've done the same for years. How can I take them to the next level? How can I look at them in a new way? If you repeat the same thing that you've always done, they're going to have a brown football helmet on their head. And that is just something that is not acceptable. And that kind of redundancy would strangle me.
Do you enjoy seeing how, like, for instance, style, cuts, color? Color is always interesting to me, of like what is in. Do you enjoy seeing where the industry goes?
I love it. And I love it because I get to see it so far in advance. By working Fashion Week, we just finished spring 2019. So those things haven't come to the store yet. They haven't been out and about, but I've worked on it. I've been with some of the creative directors of these fashion houses to see what their vision is, what the vibe is, what the color projection of clothes. And then it gives me the inspiration for where we're going to take hair, where we're going to take a style. And even if I'm not working a show and seeing a show, that inspiration, it's like watching a new movie. Do you ever get tired of going to the movies?
No.
Okay. So it's constantly you're being fed, and I'm a very visual person. And for me, it's a visual buffet.
So give me a treat of what you experienced at Fashion Week.
Clothes are much more architectural, body skimming, but they're not yanked in and severe. Hair has a lot of angularity to it, and the colors are a little more subtle. It's not all this high contrast, black and white stripey thing. More natural roots, texture at the ends, hair that isn't pinned straight. A couple years ago, everybody's hair was dead straight.
Yes.
Looked like they're wearing a hat. Now, texture is back. Some ethnic textures are back in play. And this is a good complement for the silhouette of the clothes.
How about as people age? Well, what do you notice or what do you try to share in terms of... Because nothing's worse than somebody who's 50 trying to look 20.
Well, everybody wants to look their best and most youthful possible optimum look. But you want the best for an individual, and that is to keep the hair its healthiest.
What's your suggestion for that, by the way?
Well, first of all, how color is done. To use a lot of hair colors, if possible, without ammonia. Not to overlap. The colorist... and the person doing the hair to really be careful and meticulous as to how it's done. You don't want to re-dye dyed hair. What we use on roots that are new growth and hair that already has color are two completely different things, keeping acid and alkaline separate. So this, there's a whole chemistry to this, and with technology, this has made it that much better for me as a stylist to have better tools.
Do you ever teach?
Sure. I've taught and garnered many apprentices, stylists who are up and down the main line.
And if you are teaching, is the best way that you teach on the job, so to speak?
Sometimes I teach on the job. Sometimes I've actually done seminars for color companies showing technique, showing things, artistic placement of color, corrective color. Lots of different things,
cutting techniques. Color because I've had it, which means I
all it means
ended
is going to take
it,
it's going to take more time.
Yes,
but the nice thing is we can promise you a better result at the end of the day. Where before they would say, "Oh, it'll grow out." That's not an option.
It's not an option.
No, I know.
You know what I do notice, that there are women who sport silver or gray so much better than ever in the past.
Well, now the trick with that is we can enhance it. It's a fashion accessory, hair color like that. And it's not just the hair color, because there's makeup to make that person go with it. So you're completing the look. Just to say, I want to go gray and to wear your makeup like you did when you were a brunette or a blonde isn't going to work. So you have to sort of finish the package or ice the cake.
I don't know any woman who actually set out to say, I want to go gray.
I have had several clients.
Men have done it well forever.
Easy for you to say. You're not a man.
I'm just saying. I see them out there. And men who have hair love that. They don't care that their hair goes gray.
Well, for women, it's their lipstick. Their hair color is the lipstick. It's what goes on the face, the hair, everything. It's the visual package.
Do you help women with their makeup,
yes,
too?
Yes,
I do. What would work well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you see changes, just like fashion is yearly?
Oh,
do you see changes?
Smoky
with,
eye, right. Dark lip, light lip.
Red lip.
Red lip, you know, pop of color, more neutral, more vibrant, more natural. The products have gotten better and better. Years ago, the products were so heavy. Now, a thin, light product can give you a big bang without looking like you're wearing anything, and that's the key thing. wear your makeup, take care of your skin, but healthier skin makes makeup look better.
Sure.
So it's a whole process of educating the client for the best skincare. Watch yourself in the sun.
You know. Common sense.
Yeah. Well, we hope.
Yes. Sit tight. I have to take another commercial break, but we are talking to Alan Gold of Hague & Company Salon. You are listening to Lifestyles.
Very. Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Discover Hamilton, the constitutional clashes that shaped a nation. The National Constitution Center's compelling new exhibit, which explores Hamilton's fraught relationships with James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Aaron Burr, examining the personalities and constitutional debates that shaped America. The exhibit provides an intimate look into Alexander Hamilton's enduring role in the constitutional and political argument that continues to create sparks to this day. Open now through December 31st, 2018. For tickets, visit constitutioncenter.org or call 215-409-6700.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences, is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We're chatting with Alan Gold, and I had a question for Alan when we went to commercial. Balayage, which is very popular. What exactly is that?
Balayage has come into vogue, and it's something that I have been doing for many, many years. I had a very good instructor. She was one of the creators. It's Constance Harnett. Balayage comes from the word ballet. Ballet means to sweep your foot. You take hair color or hair lightener and you sweep it across the hair. If it's done properly, it is in place of foiling hair, which is an old-fashioned frosting technique.
Sure.
And you don't get so stripy. You can do many colors, one color, over other colors, create a rainbow. It is limitless. But it is a technique, and there are other new techniques, ombre, faded, shading, anything you want to call it. But it's really the art of the hand and the eye of the person doing it.
That's so awesome. Philly Style, you're in it, coming up.
I am very excited. Very excited. It's their Modern Man issue. So they were nice enough to take some shots, and I think... good pictures, a nice interview.
Excellent. Alan, thank you so much. I hope we get to chat again. It's been enlightening for me. I love it. Thanks for being a guest here on Lifestyles. I remind you that today's show was brought to you by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. At number again, 484-562-0063. Thanks to Alan Gold. I am Dee Lynam. Until next time, have a great day.